This is BOE's State of Port Elton.
Egypt and Israel held high-level talks in both countries on Sunday to shore up a fragile truce between Israel and the Hamas militant group and rebuild the Gaza Strip after a punishing 11-day war that left parts of the Palestinian enclave in ruins. Egypt's foreign minister received his Israeli counterpart in Cairo on Sunday as part of Egypt's efforts to revive the Mideast peace process and to, quote, build on the ceasefire in Gaza, according to the ministry. The Israeli embassy in Cairo claims it's the first public visit by an Israeli foreign minister to Egypt since 2008. Afghan officials said Sunday a mortar bomb fired by the Taliban struck a wedding ceremony in a province north of the Afghan capital, killing at least six people, including women and children. The incident happened late Saturday when a shell aimed at an army checkpoint hit a house where a crowd had gathered for a wedding. This, according to Afghan officials, the insurgents denied they'd fired a shell and instead blamed government forces for firing the mortar. The Interior Ministry further accused the Taliban Sunday of killing nearly 250 civilians and wounding more than 500 in roadside bomb blasts and other attacks over the past month. On Saturday, at least four people, including two university lecturers, were killed and several others were wounded when a roadside bomb struck their bus north of Kabul. Violence has soared in recent weeks as government forces and the Taliban clash in near daily battles across the rugged countryside. Even as violence surges, the U.S. military continues to withdraw its remaining 2,500 troops from Afghanistan. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com.